zombies. They're everywhere. They're on the TV, they're in the cinema, and 2 weeks ago, during the Sydney Zombie Walk, they were staggering their way through our streets. Zombies have taken a grip on our brains. They're becoming more popular than ever, and there's no sign of them slowing down. Literally. But why? Why does the concept of zombies fascinate us so much? To discover the answer, I talked to Dr. Brendan Riley, an associate professor of English at the Columbia College in Chicago, America. He teaches a course called Zombies in Popular Media, where he explores the history and the cultural significance behind the zombie epidemic.
Zombies are serious, important, and have social implications, certainly. I would say one of the things that students first experience when they hear about the class is the idea that maybe it's not serious. A lot of people, when they think about, hey, there's a course about zombies, they think, oh, that must be frivolous or it must be silly. But I think the study of popular culture is really important. Zombies themselves are a great way to explore all sorts of different ideas about history, about philosophy, and media studies, which is my particular professional field.
The concept of zombies originates from Haitian folklore. They were said to be corpses that were being controlled by sorcerers. The concept has since been adapted by Hollywood and has evolved over time. While traditional zombies represented a fear of magic, Dr. Riley says that modern zombies reflect our contemporary concerns.
Well, zombies, they're a really flexible metaphor. So on one hand, it's a really easy way for us to talk about all of the things we're afraid of, that zombies often represent the downfall of civilization, that when we imagine things falling apart, the people next to us are the ones that are going to be the most dangerous. So zombies, that it becomes a kind of allegory where we can worry about how do we deal with things when everything goes wrong. And I think for people, particularly in urban areas where we're all crowded together, that's always an underlying worry, the question of what happens if society falls apart. And zombie movies, I think, capture that fear very well. But on a deeper level, they deal with the uncanny. They deal with the things that we're afraid to look at. They deal with things that look like they're people, but they aren't. And so they challenge us to think a little more complex way about what it means to be dead and what it means to stay alive.
Dr. Riley is a member of the Zombie Research Society, which is situated in America. Surprise, surprise. He says that zombie research has been gaining more credibility and that it's becoming considered a more legitimate field of academic research across different disciplines.
We have people from all kinds of different fields who are interested in zombies and essentially serves as a kind of central point for promoting the study of zombies more broadly. Up until, maybe a decade or so, zombies didn't get very much critical attention. When I started teaching my class in 2007, I did a survey of the academic literature to see what my students could read as we're talking about them. I ended up having to pull stuff from a lot of places that weren't strictly about zombies. So we'd read an article about the uncanny, but it wasn't about zombies and the uncanny because very few people had written about that from a scholarly perspective. That's changed significantly since I started teaching the class. There are now multiple whole books of scholarly work about zombies that I can draw from. So it's fun to see them getting a bit more critical attention. But I would say that that's risen up at the same rate that they've sort of infested every level of popular culture.
I also talked to a self-confessed zombie fan. Sam Jenkins is a writer and actor who often incorporates zombies into his work.
I love zombies very much. I've used them in a lot of my writings, and I've done the humans versus zombies at Sydney Uni. The concept appeals to me greatly. But it's the fact that they're humans, but they're not actually humans, which means you can kill them, but not feel guilty. I think that's what is at the core of zombies. And they kind of represent just the sin of humanity in a body.
The US military is fully prepared for a full-scale zombie apocalypse. The Pentagon has released a document which can be accessed by anyone online, and it sets out the US's response plans in the event of a zombie uprising.
They have a plan for if zombies attack, and they actually run drills for this. And they said the reason why they have a zombie plan is because it's such good training for every other possible thing. If you have an infection outbreak of any type, you know, let's say Ebola gets out of hand, it's not going to bring people back from the dead, but they set up similar precedents, same if there was some sort of terrorism attack. And it's an interesting way to tackle these problems, and they found it was very useful.
Sam thinks that everyone should be prepared for a zombie apocalypse.
Just have yourself a plan. I think it's important. Because even if the zombie outbreak doesn't happen, which it will, you've still got yourself prepared for, you know, what if the iPod 3000 comes on sale and everybody's going after that thing? You've got to have a plan for these situations, and having a plan for zombies means you're prepared for anything.